chapter 20, we're going to, or Chronicles, sorry, 2 Chronicles chapter 20. We're going to pick up where we left off this morning. I was told this morning before we started, I said, let's pray before we pray. I think you ought to pray all the time, so I'm going to stand by it. Let's pray before we pray. So we're going to pray before we read this afternoon. And I know you're comfortable, but will you stand again anyway? I hope you guys listen to some of the good stuff I say and not just the stuff I say wrong occasionally. But let's pray, and then we're going to read our text again and pick up right where we left off this morning. Brother Dean, will you lead us in prayer? Amen. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20 is where we're going to pick up. 2 Chronicles 20, 20. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." Amen. Please be seated. So as we've been walking through this passage, we've seen that we ought to seek the Lord prayerfully. If we want to find and follow God's will, we need to receive the Lord's word humbly. Trust the Lord worshipfully. And then number four, obey the Lord faithfully. And I love it. God said, what I want you to do is I want you tomorrow to get up and go to the place. And so we read verse 20. They rose early in the morning and went forth to the wilderness of Tekoa. So they got up in early in the morning to do what God said to do. And there's some great truth to that, that we know there's some things that God wants us to do and we ought to get up and get to it. Like get up and get busy. Like literally, it might be that you get up early in the morning so that you can pray and study the scriptures. And there's something special about giving God the first part of your day. Amen. Making sure that you make him a priority in your life. But then just beyond that, there, we know that God tells us to do things, and it's better for us to get up and do what God said first. Amen. So go, get up and do what the Lord said to do. They rose early in the morning. They went forth. And as they went, King Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Everybody listen up. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established." You ought to believe God, and he will establish you. He will set you on a rock. He will make you firm on your foundation so that you can't be moved. And so it starts with faith in him. And then he says, believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. Now, we understand that we don't have prophets like they did back then, like we read about the one this morning. But we have the very word of God. And he's given us in his word his truth from his word. Like they got revelation from God. We have the revelation of God. Amen. And so we can believe it. And what happens when we believe the word of God? Well, he's going to prosper us. Right? Amen. Does that mean everything's going to be perfect? Does it mean we won't have trouble? Does it mean if you give $10, he'll give you $100? No, but if you give $100, he'll give you $1,000. I'm just kidding. That was a joke. That was a joke. No, but it does mean that he's going to bless you when you obey his word. Amen. He's going to bless you. He's going to bless you inside and out. He's going to bless your life when you're obedient to his word. So obey the Lord faithfully. They got up. They went. They did what the Lord said to do. And there's a time to pray. There's also a time to get up. Right? You remember the time that Joshua was on his face praying. God said, "Why are you here praying? Get up. There's sin in the camp." And so there's time to pray. There's a time to get up and deal with things. And so There's a time to study and there's a time to apply what you've studied. And so they went to where God told them to go. They believed the Lord. They believed his message, and they responded with praise as they went. He appointed singers to the Lord in verse 21. They should praise the beauty of holiness. And I just love that phrase. We know that we praise God, we praise him and all of the things that who he is and all that he's done, but praise the beauty of holiness. In other words, everything that's holy is beautiful. And it's holy because God's made it so. And so when you praise what he's done, you praise him, you're glorifying him for who he is and what he's done. And he says they went out before the army to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And we don't really do this anymore. I don't know if you watch anything about war in modern day times, but I'm pretty sure they don't send the band out in front of the missiles these days, right? But they did then, because God directed them to. And even in the early days of our nation, you would have the, in front of everybody else, you'd have the guy with the drum, right? Amen. And the guy with the little flute. And they would be playing as they went. But these people would go in front of the Lord's army to praise him. And that's exactly what God told them to do. And it's exactly what they did. So they went out. They went out and obeyed the Lord. Number five. Leave the results complete with him. Look at verse 22. And when they began to sing, listen, when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. So get this. Israel's coming down to this valley. The armies of the enemies are coming from another direction. And as they're coming down, the singers are going in front of them. Before they ever came together, just when they start praising God, God starts defeating the enemies. Amen. Like they didn't draw a sword, they didn't shoot an arrow, but God started defeating them. They were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and to destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. So before Israel doesn't even come near them, they start fighting with each other, and they are destroying one another in their own group that came against Judah. God took care of the problem. There's no way, humanly speaking, that Israel could defeat this army, so God just has the army defeat itself. Isn't that awesome? When Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked to the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. None. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off them, off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering the spoil. It was so much. And on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Berachah, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of the same place was called the Valley of Berachah unto this day. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And they came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets unto the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. Amen. Listen, God told them, the battle's not yours, it's God's, and they believed. And they went out with praise before they ever went down to the battle because they believed what God told them. And I just want to tell you that I know that we face trials and tribulations and difficulties and battles in our lives, but you can understand that you already have victory. Like, I can praise him today for the victories he's going to give me tomorrow, because he will. And I don't understand how he's going to work things out. I have no idea. I just know that God can take care of the problem, and we ought to believe that. We ought to trust him completely with the results. Leave the results to God. We have a responsibility. It's required of stewards that a man be found faithful. We have a responsibility to do business until the Lord Jesus comes. We have a calling and a commission to be disciples who make disciples. We have a lot of things that we're supposed to do. But in it all, I know that God is the one who's going to give the victory. I know that he's the one that's going to do the work, and he's the one that gets all the glory, and I can just trust in him. He turned their enemies against each other, Man, it took them 3 days to gather the spoil. And can I just tell you that the confidence of these people is insane. They went to battle carrying all of their jewels and goods. Okay? Now, I don't know how many people. I know Brother Daryl's here this afternoon, and Daryl's been in combat. And Brother Daryl, when you go in combat, do you usually take all your money with you? No. No, you don't take your money with you into combat because you don't know if you're going to come back from combat. That's just a dumb thing to do. Why would you carry that around? But these people went to war carrying all their jewels. Whose idea was that? That's dumb. That's like putting carpet in your bathroom. Silly. So I didn't mean to offend anybody in the room that has carpet in your bathroom. I'm sorry. Listen, I've done one or two bathroom remodels, and nobody still wants carpet in their bathroom for good reason, okay? Why would you take your money with you into war? It makes no sense. But they carried so much money and gold and jewels with them that it took Israel 3 days just to get it. God gave them an incredible victory. He blessed the people, and they did very, very wisely. When they went home with joy, amen, rejoicing in the goodness of God. And what happened? When they were afraid, they sought God's face. God gave them great deliverance, and you know what it did? That victory caused more victories because everyone around heard how God fought for them, and they had peace for a time just because when they were afraid, they sought the face of God. Amen. We don't know what to do. Jehoshaphat prayed. We don't even know what to do. They're too strong for us. They're too mighty for us. They're too powerful for us. We don't even know what to do, but our eyes are on you, God. So today and every day, let's turn our eyes on God. Seek him prayerfully. Receive his word humbly. Trust in him worshipfully, obey him faithfully, and leave the results to God completely. When you don't know what to do, turn to God, remember who he is, and cry out to him. Father, I thank you for a little bit of time this afternoon in your word, and I pray you'll bless it in spite of me. And uncertainty, when we're lacking direction and we don't know what to do, that we will do what we do know, and we will seek your face. We'll believe you and believe your word, and we'll be obedient to the things that you do show us. Help us to be faithful in our walk with Christ, to be men and women and boys and girls who pray faithfully, continuously, who study your word and learn of you, and who by your grace and the power of your spirit obey the things that you show us. Please forgive our sin, guide us, and give us wisdom in every decision that we make as individuals, as families, and as your church, for we ask it all in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's stand.